Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Paul Skenes, NL starter in the All-Star Game Tuesday in Arlington, Texas. He becomes the first rookie pitcher to start the All-Star Game since Hideo Nomo in 1995. Meanwhile, the Pirates will send Marco Gonzalez to Hill for an actual game against the Chicago White Sox later tonight, 8:10 first pitch here on the Fan North Shore Tavern leadoff show at 7 o'clock. Chicago 27-68, but there's a catch. They're sending Garrett Crochet, who is their ace, with an ERA of just over 3 and a whip of under 1 to the mound to take on Gonzalez. More fan headlines powered by Bowser and Genesis in Monroeville, now open at 93.7thefan.com. Whoops, better late than never. 50-minute mark in the fans brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Paul Skenes Friday, he's the NL starter in the All-Star Game. Like I just said, first time that a rookie's been a starting pitcher in the All-Star Game since Hideo Nomo in 1995. He, to be fair, Nomo that is, was already in his mid to late 20s, was almost 27 years old when that game was actually played. Paul Skenes, a rookie and a much younger guy at that. Donnie, very quickly here, trivia-wise, I told you we were going to be doing staggered trivia throughout the show for you. Now, you're 2 for 2. You knew Nomo was the last rookie to start the game, and you got, I told you there were 5 pitchers younger than Paul Skenes, who will be 22 years, 48 days when they started. I said there were 5 younger. You went 1 for 1. I tried to ask you for just for one at a time. You got Fernando Valenzuela in Fernando Mania, 1981. Would you like to try to go 2 for 2?
Yeah, can you give me the decades again?
There's one more guy from the 1980s, 2 from the 1970s, and then 1 from the 1950s.
I'm gonna shoot for the 80s again, just probably because it's most recent.
Okay.
How about Doc Gooden?
Brother, you're 2 for 2. 21
yeah,
years,
baby.
241 days, 1986, Doc Gooden.
I don't know how I'm feeling after that, but
if you get... you're not going to get the one in the 1950s. If you were to do that, I'd know you were cheating. You have a chance, I think, to get one of the other two, but you'd have to be kind of a serious baseball head to do it, or you'd have to accidentally see it come across your Twitter feed.
Yeah, that'd be like that. That's a good smelter question.
He knows it all, I'm sure.
Yeah,
He's definitely got it all. Coming up in about 15 minutes, Mark Cabali's going to join us. I'm going to ask him about Paul Skenes, too. He loves to occasionally toss out opinions on the Pirates. I'll do that. Donnie brought up an interesting kind of point to me, though, Steelers-related, during the break that I wanted to run by Cabali, too, because I think it's kind of interesting. Meanwhile, Donnie, so I was kicking this around. The logical offshoot of all of this optimism and fun talk about Paul Skenes and the fact that Paul Skenes is this, that, and the other thing, he's the whole truth, he looks like he's going to slam open the Pirates window for as long as he is here, has been sort of the negative current running counter to that of, well, he'll only be here for 5 or 6 years, then he's going to either get traded or they'll let him walk and he's going to be a Dodger or he's going to be a Yankee or whatever. Let's play a little hypothetical game. Say you wanted to forestall that for a 22-year-old pitcher who, by the way, because he's going to win the Rookie of the Year, I mean, it would take an injury, which would set this whole thing on its ear. He's going to win Rookie of the Year if he's anywhere near the player he has been. Imanaga from the Cubs is just not in his league right now, and he's also another example of a guy who's pitched professionally before and is coming over in his later 20s.
Yeah, and he's fallen off a little bit.
He has fallen off. Skeens is now the clear betting favorite to do that. He's the third favorite in the NL to win the Cy Young. He'll get the year of service time if he's top two rookie of the year, and he's already a Super 2 player. So now the question has become, it's come out there. I think I talked to Pomp about it last night on the sports call. Like, what kind of a deal would you be trying to do with this guy? And I said at the start of the show, I'd be talking to him right now if I were the Pirates. He is not a Boris client, so we know with any Scott Boris client, they are going to hit free agency. Scott Boris's, like, pillar of negotiating is, don't even bother asking my client about a deal to buy out years of free agency. They are going to free agency. Gerrit Cole was a Boris guy, for example. Here is a deal I would do right now. Now, I don't know. I'm not talking front-loaded, back-loaded, however it would look. I'm just saying this is what my years would be and this is what my number would be, and I am very serious about this. I would offer Paul Skeens today. I'd be comfortable offering 10 years, $400 million right now. You buy out 4 years of free agency with that, so he is a Pirate until he's like in his early 30s. You are courting, yes, the risk of arm injury at some point. I think that is a more minimal risk with him, not so much because he's a big-bodied guy, because we've kind of seen it proven that those guys aren't necessarily more or less prone to arm injuries than other people. Like, Charlie Morton's a big dude. He had Tommy John. I just think that he hasn't had a ton of tread taken off that arm yet. He throws very hard, yes, but he is a big guy, and he hasn't been an exclusive, like, traveling league pitcher his whole life, where he's been throwing inning after inning after inning. I think, if anything, he feels like, if you look at his profile and how they've tried to handle him and everything about him, like a guy that you would hope is going to have a pretty injury-free 20s, and if they're going to crop up, it'll be later in his career. I would offer him $40 million annually, 10-year deal, $400 million right now, and I would say, even if it blew up in the Pirates' faces and he became hampered by injuries, I would be okay with that. I would say that's them playing serious baseball off the field.
Yeah, I would co-sign that with you. I mean, hell, even if he wants a little bit more, I would throw it his way. Because the only thing that I think can derail him is injuries. I don't think that anything with his ability will be able to derail what this guy is doing. I don't think there is, you know, sometimes we see guys hot out of the gate. The Pirates have plenty of examples of players, even in the last few years. They do something, we latch on to it, we think how much better this guy's going to get, and we don't see that. We see more of a regression than a progression. With Skeens, even if let's say he doesn't even progress from where he is right now. Right now, he's the best pitcher in baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's already the man at the top of the mountain.
Yep.
So he could pitch the exact way he's pitching right now, and it would not matter to me. It's not like we have to worry about him getting that much better. Yeah, the fear would be there, like, okay, well, you know, he could get worse. I know we're all very excited about him. He's not even a dozen starts in. I just don't see that happening. Like, I don't see him
he checks every box
anytime soon.
You can't predict this stuff. If you could, you'd be a millionaire or a billionaire, because you'd just be able to bet on everything every year, or you'd be the best executive in the sport if you had a true feel for how good somebody was going to be. But everything about the way he carries himself, I do think the physical stature helps. I mean, I will say that there's no proof that, like, a bigger guy will avoid arm surgery, but it looks like less effort for him to throw the ball very hard than for Jared Jones, who's much smaller than he is and puts everything he's got behind every single pitch that he throws. I just think it's very obviously easier for him to throw the ball harder more regularly for a long time. And he's such a serious dude. I think you are probably going to get your money's worth. I also think, too, if you offer that deal, like, even if you're the Pirates, here's something I'll say. If you're the Pirates and it gets out there credibly, that deal has been put forth to Paul Skeens. 10 years, $400 million, right? Industry insiders are saying it is a deal. It is absolutely out there. It is on the table. One, I actually think it'd be win-win. I don't think people would necessarily turn on Skeens if they found out he turned it down. Because he's so good, people would say, hey, he wants to test the market. If you're the Pirates and it gets out there that deal was actually floated by you, this hypothetical, you much more seem like a team that's willing to play ball in that sense. Like, it's nice that they gave Brian Reynolds a 9-figure contract. If it comes out, like the Rays gave, I know his this guy's going to go to jail for a very long time, probably the rest of his life, Wander Franco. They gave him, what, almost $200 million? I think the Royals just gave Bobby Witt Jr. something like $200 million. You double that for the best pitcher in baseball, you at least, and it is leaked out there credibly that the offer has been made, which, you know, people are going to choose to believe that or not believe that. I think you just put yourself in a position as a franchise where you seem much more like a big-time operation by doing that. And you'd buy out a real amount of free agency. Are you assuming risk? Because what if he gets hurt? You're on the hook for $40 million a year or whatever, however it would be structured. Sure. But that's a risk I would be willing to take.
Yeah,
it's not my 100%. Money, but I just think that's cost of doing business. I would love to know. I'd love to be a fly on the wall and find out if they actually have offered him anything, like have approached him about something. Because he's going to make a boatload in arbitration. People might say $40 million a year, Chris. Like, you really need to give him that much? He is going to make a bleep ton of money in arbitration if he is this kind of pitcher. Like, his arbitration number is going to be in the mid-20s, I bet. By the time he's in like his second or third year of
and
it.
And just wait till he hits actual free agency.
He's going to be, we've said this, we think he could be a $55, $60 million a year pitcher by then. Yeah, he's going to, if he's injury free and he continues to look like this, somebody will back up a truck to pay him. Coming up, will the Pirates have the heart to try to do it? Speaking of heart, by the way, Donnie, UPMC Health System wants you to know that your heart care, guess what, pal? It matters. Get that ticker checked. You, me, everybody else out there, trust the experts at UPMC and get your heart screened. Coming up, Mark Cabali. We're going to ask him about Paul Skeens. And also, Donnie brought something up very interesting to me about the Steelers in the break, and I'll kind of pose that thought to Mark as well, or an offshoot of it at the very...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Released. Friday PM team fan hotline is presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's where we find Mark Cabali, Steelers insider from The Athletic. Not wearing a Butler Bulldogs hat. That is what, the Mon Valley Bulldogs, I believe?
Man, it's the Portview Bulldogs.
Portview Bulldogs. You said it last time. I'm sorry. Portview Bulldogs.
800 champs.
Eight and under champs. Are you the coach of that team, or are you just? Did we already ask you? Are you a good parent in the outfield?
I try to help the kids out a little bit on the side, but you know, swinging the old hit stick or something, but not much more than that.
All right. You've also been a guy who's watched the Pirates your whole life, and so I'm curious to ask you this question. In all seriousness, no like joking around here. Have you ever seen anybody, as a rookie, do what Paul Skeens is doing for this team? Has any rookie in this city kind of lit things up the way. I mean, you watched Roethlisberger go 14-0 as a starter. I'm sure you were covering this team when Kendrell Bell was a human missile, but you got to go pretty far back, I think, to see somebody this physically dominant like a Lemieux in their rookie year doing what Skeens is doing.
Yeah, you'd probably have to go over to hockey. I mean, Roethlisberger's obviously the one that jumps out. What was he win first 14 or 15 games? But it was, you know, not a lot put on him to win those games. So as of sheer dominance, I know it's only been 10 games for Skeens or something like that.
11, but he. Yeah. How about this? In 11 games, Mark, he has already done something that no other pitcher ever has done for an entire career. Now, it's one of those goofy baseball stats, but it's a road start where he went and gave up no hits over, I think, a certain number of innings, six innings, with 10 strikeouts or more and one walk or fewer. He's got two of those already. No other pitcher ever to pitch in baseball history on the road has two of them. Literally.
You know, I was watching the announcement on the old Dan Patrick show today, and, you know, I can appreciate it, but my goodness, show some emotion. Give me a smile. Give me something.
I think that's
Paul.
What people like about him, though, because he's the Terminator, man. I mean, he's just.
Yeah.
He kind of. What's scary about him is, in all seriousness, and you know this because I know you like and coach baseball and everything, he reminds me of Maddox with the mentality out there, where Maddox was always setting a guy up for the next pitch. And also just Roger Clemens level stuff, where it just seems unfair to throw some of the stuff that he actually throws.
The only thing I worry about, and I don't know, obviously I don't know him, the personality-wise, but if he keeps losing or no decisioning one-hit games and they're losing 1-0, when all of a sudden he becomes a little bit frustrated, I don't know. He doesn't look like to have the personality that does that right now, but if I'm keep throwing gems out there and coming out with no decisions, that gets old in a hurry.
Well, he's lucky that he pitches in the era where no one cares about wins and losses anymore, and they just look at the stuff, and so he'll be just fine when it comes down to that. I'll switch over to the Steelers here, Mark. Donnie mentioned this to me, and I kind of wanted to bounce this off you in a pretty open-ended way. He said to me, you know, the Steelers play a game in like 4 weeks, I think it is, and he said to me, it doesn't feel like we've been talking about them nearly as much as we would be around this time most years, and I kind of agreed with him. And so I was wondering if you had the same vibe. I mean, you do mailbags for The Athletic. You submit, you know, you want listeners to send you questions or readers, excuse me, to send you questions. You're thinking about this team 24/7, 365 more than most people are. Do you feel like for all the offseason upheaval that it calmed down a little bit? Would you agree with the idea that it's sort of just not very choppy waters with them at the moment?
Yeah, right now. I mean, come talk to me in 12 days when they report to camp and all of a sudden Russell Wilson looks not as advertised or Najee Harris is not practicing or something like that. And all of a sudden it gets the waters gets churned up quite quickly. It's just, I think a lot of it has to do with the time of the year right now. I mean, of course, I think a little bit has to do with some of the Pirates and their, I guess, success right now as well. But I mean, once we get into the meat and potatoes of this stuff, it all changes. So I would anticipate a lot of wide receiver talk, quarterback talk, slot cornerback talk, and a lot of people getting upset quite quickly here in the next couple of weeks.
Do you get the sense that they thought 8 games was coming for Cam Sutton or that they thought it would be less based on who you've talked to?
Well, I obviously they knew something, right? I mean, they can't be that naive to think that he was just going to get off scot-free. 8 was probably the high end of it. I mean, typically, I think what you normally
six
get
usually.
6 games.
Yep.
6.
So they clearly found there were some aggravating circumstances the NFL did there.
Yeah. I mean, I think they were well aware of something was coming, maybe not to this degree. And that's why they were, you know, maneuvering some stuff in OTAs, throwing some people around a little bit. They got options at that spot right now. I mean, obviously not good options compared to Cam Sutton, because I still think Cam Sutton's a pretty good slot corner. But that stuff will work its way out in the next 3 or 4 weeks where, you know, they're going to throw different people against the wall here. If it's, you know, Beanie Bishop, if it's Josiah Scott, if it's Anthony Averett, if it's moving some safeties down like Deshaun Elliott's, you know, any of those guys. Or then you have to figure out if those guys can't handle it, you can bring a guy in like Patrick Peterson. So there are definitely options, and that stuff will play it out in the next couple of weeks. But I think the notion of Cam Sutton comes back week, what, 9 or 10 against the Commanders?
He can come back right right around Halloween. Like, I think, what is it, October 29th?
I think it's
29th?
After the bye week.
Yeah.
After that Monday night game against the Giants, they got bye, then Commanders. I think that's pretty good thing for the Steelers at that point, because I think he's definitely going to be able to help them out when he gets back.
Mark, as far as this team's offense goes, it was one thing I was kind of musing about yesterday while Paul Skeens was throwing another no-hitter, and that's that so much of Arthur Smith's offense was based on Derrick Henry. How close of a Derrick Henry facsimile do they have with Harris and Warren as a combination? Like, how successful can that offense be without, you know, a gold jacket guy in his future at running back?
I don't think we have to worry about the running backs, honestly. I think those two will be able to handle their what they need to do to provide that type of offense for him. Or you have to be a little bit concerned about is the offensive line early. Because look at the last 2 years. It took him a little bit of time to work up to being a good to semi-dominant offensive line the past 2 years. And now you're potentially adding two new guys and three new position changes. So it's going to take time regardless of the people they throw out there. So I would be more worried about that in the running game, maybe sputtering early because of the offensive line, because you don't get these guys together. And even in camp, I mean, how much is Sam Marlowe going to play? You know, how much are you going to battle Dan Moore and Fatanu, where those guys aren't going to really get to know James Daniels next to him? So I worry a little bit more about the cohesion of the offensive line through the first 6-7 weeks more than the running backs. I think the running backs are fine right now. I think they have combined are a Derrick Henry type, if not better, type of situation.
Ooh, that is a mouthful at the end there.
Combined.
It's the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers with your powers combined. Or no, that's Captain Planet. I'm sorry. They were Earth, Fire, Wind, Water, and Heart. Last one. Are we in a mere lull about wide receiver acquisitions, or do you think that the idea that they're going to go after a big name and get a big name in a trade at that position is pretty much DOA?
It just looks – it doesn't look good right now, right? It doesn't feel good, put it that way. I mean, who's going to be out there that's going to be a difference maker? I mean, if you're throwing Ayuk out there and the heck doesn't look like San Francisco wants to get rid of him, then where else do you go? Whoever they cut in September, and there will be some receivers cut in September, that last cut, are any of them going to be better than what they already have? So I'm at the point, unless Omar pulls some of his magic, and obviously he can do it and he's done it, but this might be something that might be even too tough for him to be able to accomplish. You're going to have to hope for guys, you know, the Roman Wilsons of the worlds and the Van Jeffersons, and more than anybody else, I think Pat Freiermuth is going to have to really step up his game. But as for adding that legit star number two, to me right now, it does not seem like it's going to be possible, because anybody who's out there is just not going to be that good. I don't think they're better than what they have already.
Mark Cabali, Steelers insider from The Athletic. Thank you, Mark.
All right, fellas.
Kaboom. Bullish on Paul Skeens. Even the career cynic, Mark Cabali, can't help but be impressed. The Donnie Football Debrief is brought to you by Saloni's Italian Bread. Take it away, Donald.
The Debrief, July 12, 2024. Malzy, this one will be a short one due to us.
Putting the emphasis on brief in debrief.
Yes. Due to us likely having a pretty cool guest.
I'll just say who it is.
In 15 minutes,
we expect to have Torrey Lovello. He's the manager of the National League in the All-Star Game, and he's the guy that gave Paul Skeens the news. We expect Torrey Lovello to join us on the show at 4:45 today.
So really all I wanted to bring up, something that I brought up during a break a little bit ago, something you brought up to Kaboom there a few minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, we are only 4 weeks away from the first Steelers preseason game. It just felt like to me that this baby has crept up on us. 4 weeks from tonight, they will host the Texans. August 9th, 7 o'clock. We will get the first rendition of the year from our guy Pomp on the TV coverage, pointing out players that probably don't have a prayer to make the roster.
Correct. Searching deep within that 90-man roster.
Yeah, and really hyping those guys up and gassing those guys up in hopes that they maybe surprise people and get on the 53-man or the practice squad?
I just think it's a pretty simple bottom-line equation here. I really do. I think that there was so much activity in the offseason. It was probably the most eventful offseason that we've ever seen them have. Not even the draft. I'm saying in a, very short period of time, Russell Wilson ends up here on a vet minimum deal. Remember, I heard early in the week Kenny Pickett had quietly asked to be traded, and I couldn't go with that. In the meantime, before that actually all pops off, what seems like an afterthought now but was a big deal then, Patrick Queen comes in and gets signed. Then Kenny Pickett, what, the same day, I want to say? Or was it the next day? Kenny Pickett gets traded on like the middle. I think it was Patrick
got traded on a Friday.
I think Patrick Queen signed on a Thursday, and then I think Pickett got traded to start the show on a Friday. And then they ended up getting Justin Fields like that weekend, I want to say. Yeah.
It was so, like 6 p.m. on that
They
Saturday.
Had an absolutely outrageous three-day run where it was the old, everything is happening, and it was Charlie Day from Always Sunny with his red string and his pins. And then I think you're naturally going to get a bit of a vacuum after that where, like, everyone kind of settles back in and says, okay, like, this is actually what's happening. So I think the chirping and the chatter is going to start up, but it probably feels like it's been a vacuum without a lot of them because so much happened in such a small frame of time.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.